those last two seasons?
I mean, just learning more, knowing the playbook better than I did before, and just knowing, you know, where I got to be at on my breaks and, you know, me and Kirk getting together, you know, when we don't have practice and just working on time and stuff like that. Basically, that's where I made my biggest leaps.
You mentioned Kirk Cousins, obviously one of the top quarterbacks here. What were the scouts see from him, and what impressed you most, obviously, working with him in the system?
I mean, he is a very smart player, you know, got a very strong arm. You know, I don't think people really see that in Kirk, how strong his arm is until, you know, you caught balls from him. So, I mean, I think Kirk, he's going to end up doing good here at the combine.
How much does it help having B.J. Cunningham going through this process with you at the same time? Have you guys talked a lot about going through this job interview process?
Yeah, I mean, it helped a lot, you know, just having somebody, you know, from your same team that, you know, you played with for 4 or 5 years, you know, I mean. He's just like one, like a big brother to me, you know. He's older than me. I mean, I learned a lot of stuff that I know from him. So, I mean, it's great having a guy like that with me.
How much of an advantage is it for you coming here to the combine and coming from a pro-style offense?
I feel like it's a huge advantage just, you know, going from a pro-style offense and going into, you know, an NFL offense, which is basically the same thing. Some teams might have the same terms that we use. So, I mean, I think that transition should be pretty easy for me.
Have you set any goals for yourself in terms of what you want to do in the 40 time?
I mean, I'm going to probably be in the 4-4 range, but I'm going to definitely try to break 4-3.
And what can, for the fans that haven't seen Andrew Maxwell play, what can they expect from him next year?
I mean, I don't think that offense is going to slip at all. I mean, it's going to be just like, you know, Kurt was back there at the quarterback. I mean, Maxwell, he's just, you know, a good as player as Kurt. He just needs to learn a little bit more. He won't be good.
How about some young wide receivers to keep an eye on?
I mean, I'll keep an eye on for Tony Liffin and Keith Mumphrey. You know, those guys, you know, they've grown, you know, and this day year to step up. So, I mean, I'm sure they're going to make the most of it.
Keyshawn, what did you weigh and measure at?
I weighed in at 188.5, and my height was 5'11".
You have an agent?
Yes, I do.
Who's your agent?
Chase Callahan.
Are you going to do all the drills here? Are there any drills you won't do?
No, I'm going to do all the drills.
You feel it was important to do all the drills and take part in everything?
Yeah, I mean, I feel it is important just to, you know, show the scouts, you know, what I can do, what my numbers is.
What teams have you spoken
to? I can't remember all of them. The Dolphins, Ravens, Colts, Rams. It's been a lot. I can't remember all of them, though.
Kind of were jack-of-all-trades receiver at Michigan State. Their wide receiver role in college is a more defined one. Do you think you can adjust to kind of being a more prototypical wide receiver and not doing all the different things you have to do at MSU?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm going to adjust well, you know, just because, you know, my athletic ability, you know, that's going to help me a lot. And then just once I do get on the team, just getting used to what they're doing. And then, you know, I feel like I learn quick. So, I mean, I'm not going to have any trouble with that.
What's the strangest question you were asked in your interviews?
Strangest question? I don't know.
That might be it.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't really got asked any real strange questions like that, just regular questions.
Did you go anywhere to prepare for the combine?
Yeah, I was out in Irvine, California.
Were you at a center or with a person?
I was at this one little workout spot called the Juggernaut. And then we did our field drills at this one high school called J. Sierra.
And will you participate in Michigan State's Pro Day?
Yes.
We got our own thing.
How do you feel about the way your season went?
I feel like we had a very great season. You know, we fell short of the Big Ten championship, but, I mean, we won our bowl game. So, I mean, overall, we had a good season.
What was the high point?
The high point for me was, you know, just becoming a starting receiver, getting used to that, you know, getting more getting relied on more by the coaches and stuff to make plays and stuff like that. And, you know, catching the ball, I felt like I catch the ball well, pretty well last season.
Where did beating Michigan for a fourth time in a row rank for you?
I mean, it ranked high up there. You know, you those guys are good, and when you get a chance to beat them 4 years in a row, you know, I mean, that's always a great accomplishment, you know, for us, for Coach D'Antonio, for, you know, really changing the program around the way he did.
Have you taken a look at where you might go in the draft? Do you listen to kind of what people say about where you might go?
I mean, I don't listen to it that much, but I mean, I do try to, you know, see where I might go, but I don't really get into that much.
And do you have a team that you'd prefer to go to? Do you care?
No, it really wouldn't matter to me. Just any team would be good for me.
Thanks, Keyshawn.
Thank you. Russ.
What's up, Keyshawn?
How you doing?
Chris Martin. That's Russ.